This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
In our previous episode of the Paracast with Avril Seal, where we talked about Sasquatch, we ran to all sorts of weird problems getting Chris to work with Skype. He would hear us, we could not hear him. And finally, he had to downgrade his version of Skype. The Skype came out with a brand new version where it extols the group calling features, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? If you can't make a group call, who cares about the features? So that was really kind of a bummer, but we finally made it work. But this is more interesting. I am now using the new version of Skype. In fact, it was just updated again. Not that we're not still having a problem with Skype. For some reason, when I connected to Chris, it also called up his iPhone. With no way to disconnect that iPhone from the group without ending the group and starting over again. This is what we call an improved version of Skype.
Yeah.
It's version 8 and higher. If you want to use version 7 on the Mac, I would recommend it, because it will be less troublesome. On the other hand, the audio quality is a tad better with the new version. So there is that. We have Alejandro Rojas, who's joining us from Open Minds. Of course, he's one of those guilty parties responsible for the International UFO Congress. And I bet, Alejandro, that you're working feverishly getting that together.
This very second, I am working on that, yes.
He's multitasking.
I am, but no worries. I've got the last cut and paste, and then you have me 100%.
Okay, so now we're getting 98% because he's so good at it. Is that correct, sir?
Yeah, 98. I can divide up into two or three separate things, and I give each somewhere a percentage. But, of course, whenever I'm on this show, it's 90 or above. That's necessary. Because to deal with you two characters.
Well, we appreciate that compliment, sir. And we resemble that remark. But more to the point here, when Alejandro does that, he becomes three people.
Mm.
So therefore, from three different Earths, there's an Alejandro. And they land on this Earth to multitask.
I think there's some kind of multidimensional stuff that goes on, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, they also killed net neutrality today. So we're going to have all sorts of...
Whoa, you're kidding. It actually passed?
Mm-hmm. And that means wasn't even vote. Yeah, they just nuked it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Mm-hmm.
What this means, folks, is that an internet provider, a Comcast, an AT&T, Verizon, or Cox, this is strictly U.S. thing, of course. An internet provider can throttle connections. They decide they don't want you to get specific sites. They can do it. If they decide Netflix plays too fast, they could make it run slower. If one company owning their own cable company doesn't want you to stream DirecTV Online, or DirecTV Now it's called, or Sling TV from Dish Network, and they want it slower, what are they going to do? They could make it slower. And there's nothing you can do. It's not that you can go to the internet provider across the street, because more than likely where you live, there is no other internet provider.
Oh, man. And you don't want to talk politics, so I won't. But the other side of the aisle, as they say, you know, the conservative side of the aisle is way overreaching. They're shooting themselves, forget the foot, they're shooting themselves in the head. After they're done totally tearing apart what's left of this democratic system, they're not going to be a viable party. They're going to totally disenfranchise themselves from their base and everybody else. And it's just they're so butt ugly stupid. I mean, let's get real.
Okay, that's the end of the politics, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever your opinion, I'm sure there's something there to disagree with.
Well, I'm telling everybody what they already know and what some people don't want to hear.
Well, you know what? It's also, we're doing a radio show here where we talk about things that people may not want to hear. We're telling them about Bigfoot. We're telling them about poltergeists. We're telling them about ghosts. We're telling them about UFOs. And we're looking, yes, at areas where those things aren't real or people making up stories, but we are also looking for the reality behind them, not the stuff you see on reality TV where they're doing a docudrama or something. We're talking about the real thing, and that's not necessarily politically correct. But on the other hand, when we get into politics too heavily, except in terms of things like UFO disclosure and such, well, then people retreat to their own bubbles. And I'll say this, regardless of what political viewpoint you have, the only way to really understand what's going on is to leave the bubble and look at the other side. See what they have to say. Maybe they've got a point, you know? Just find out for yourself. And also, don't limit your reading to a few sites, say, in the U.S. Read BBC News, read Canadian news, read news from other countries, see how they view us or the issues we're concerned about. I'm not telling you what to think. I'm just saying get more information so you can come to a conclusion yourself about what's right. That's my soapbox. Well,
yep. I couldn't agree more, and I'm sure Alejandro will echo my sentiment.
Certainly.
It's really important to be informed, people, and when you see such reactionary politics that are touting themselves as one thing but are blatantly lying to us right to our faces, you know, when are you going to say enough is enough? I mean, they're setting up the conditions for a slow-motion civil war in this country, and it's really going to be very, very disconcerting for a lot of people as they – flounder around in their bubble, as Gene puts it. And I think your admonishment, Gene, is well taken, and everybody take notes.
And that's true about the subjects we deal with, too. So, for example, one of the most interesting debates, Alejandro, this is something maybe you haven't been checking lately because you're so busy doing your other stuff. We have a very active debate going on about the validity of the ETH theory about UFOs. In fact, we featured this on an episode of the PowerCast 2 weeks ago. But the point is here is that debate will go on endlessly, and maybe it's well beyond its prime in terms of learning anything. But it shows here that you have to debate these issues. You don't accept them. You look for other possibilities. Anyway, Alejandro, now that you're with us, and we want to really focus our attention on you, the next International UFO Congress, this is going to be in February, right?
Yeah, I was going to say the one thing that I would add to that is that just what you guys are saying is important, the debate. Because unfortunately, what does happen is some people don't want to debate. They're like, I know this is it and that's it. But the discussion is really important for everybody to grow and gain knowledge. And, you know, that's kind of getting into the UFO Congress. That's kind of the perspective there, is that it's trying to create a cross section of the field to, as best as possible, demonstrate all of the different viewpoints out there, even though, especially listeners to the show who have heard me on the show before, know that some, if not many, of the perspectives that are presented at times are certainly not my viewpoint. But, you know, there are people doing honest work, I think, for the most part. People who believe, sometimes we're fooled, but often it's people who believe they're onto something and they're working towards discovery. And, not to speak for you two, but at least who am I to say that I'm right on everything?
Well, you could say it if you want, but of course we will all disagree with you. Speaking...
Right.
Anyway, we'll continue our next segment, Alejandro Rojas of OpenMinds.tv, and of course He's a guiding light behind the International UFO Congress. Going to ask him about that in a moment. You're here with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision. For a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I notice when Chris says the Paracast, he has not lost his Sasquatch voice.
That was very Sasquatchy.
Sasquatchy?
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel in the mornings.
Squatchified.
Okay, let's stop the squatching here and continue. So, Alejandro, International UFO Congress, what are you guys planning?
The International UFO Congress. Yeah, we've got a lot of great stuff. We have one major headliner, but I don't think that's an issue, because what is also fun about the Congress, which nobody else does, I don't believe, and you guys can agree or disagree, I know you will, is that, I think you'll agree with this though, is that we bring a broader viewpoint or a broader amount of topics and people to these than any other conference. Most conferences have, you know, and lots of people complain about this, the same dozen names or so. And sure, we do pull from that dozen people, but we rotate them. We try not to have the same person for, you know, not only the same people we had last year, but that we try not to have the same people we've had for the last couple of years. And I think Chris is happy that he's almost out of the 2-3 year window here. So, because he spoke not too long ago about his wonderful book about the cattle mutilations. So we've got a lot of people here, some of which this field is so diverse that one person's favorite researcher or someone that they're really into might be someone that, you know, many others don't know about. And that's what makes it kind of fun. So we try to bring as many people, as possible that are doing some work out there, and hopefully something fresh and new, so people can get a really wide view of a lot of material, much of which they probably didn't even know existed. And I think that's important, because when you're just focused on, let's say, those dozen people, it feels like those are the only people doing anything. That's the entire view or the entire field. It's just what these dozen people are doing. And that's not the case at all. There are thousands of people out there, as you know, you bring guests every week to the show, doing really cool stuff. So it's fun to get these people to be able to share some of that stuff. And I think when people leave the Congress, they can see, like, wow, there are a lot of people doing a lot of interesting things, much more than I had any idea about. And many of these people are intelligent and have great credentials. And so that's really exciting. One of the people we've signed up, and I just updated the schedule. That's what I was doing just a second ago. And we haven't even listed this guy on the speaker list yet, because we haven't gotten all of his information. But this gentleman's Alan Holt. He's been working with NASA for decades. Behind the scenes, he's been working in the UFO field, consulting with MUFON and some other groups. And finally, you know, he's feeling more comfortable to come forward and speak. So he's going to be talking about, you know, the humanity becoming an interstellar species. And what does that mean? And what if we aren't the only ones out there, and that sort of stuff? That's one that I'm really excited about that we just signed up. People will have some insight into. I think you guys will probably be excited. Robbie Graham from the UK has an interesting perspective. He wrote the book Silver Screen Saucers, and he is really excited because he's going to use this as a platform to kind of, I think, to give the UFO field the what for, you know, kind of say, hey, this is where I think we're off the rails, and this is where we need to go. And that's always fun to have some controversy. Yeah. But
well, plus this book, Reframing the Debate, with the collection of very, very smart, insightful contributors, I think, is one of the more exciting books of the past year.
We've done, by the way, a number of episodes on UFOs, Reframing the Debate. We're in close touch with Robbie about that. So just the opportunity to meet him is something we're really looking forward to.
Yeah.
And it was hard because he said he's done with the UFO field. And I've been trying to get him to do this and other things, and our timing's never been right. He said, you know what, I'm going to give it one last go. I figure if I'm going to leave the UFO field, and, you know, we hear this sometimes, well, I'm out of the UFO field, and they don't go anywhere. They may go away for a few weeks or a few months. He may really go away. I don't know.
Anthony Sanchez left for 2 weeks.
Yeah, a great example. Even what UFO Today, that site, that, you know, he went away for maybe a few months. Norio Hayakawa, he went away for maybe a month or something like that. But Robbie said, at least I need to kind of do this. I need to use this platform, which, you know, I think arguably or not, is probably the biggest UFO platform as far as an event, to say my piece before I move on. So I'm really excited to have that for our event to be the place where he's going to do that.
I have to tell you here that it's an interesting lineup of speakers. I mean, a few people there we're not super fans of, but there are other people that I know and I'd like to hook up with again. Of course, William Burns. He's been out of it since UFO Magazine kind of crashed and burned, and I'm really anxious to talk to him and see what he's been doing.
Yeah, Bill Burns, that's going to be a fun one. He's going to be talking about presidents and UFOs. I'm not sure if the book's out. Or I know it's not out, actually. I did get to get a preview copy of this book that he's got a book on presidents and UFOs. Now, he has, obviously, if people have seen the show UFO Hunters, a very interesting perspective on things. And so it's going to be fun to have him back. And one of the cool things about Bill, and these are usually, I think, exciting lectures, he's not using PowerPoint. And a lot of people will say, why don't they just get up there and talk and not do PowerPoint? Well, that's what he's going to do. So that ought to be a lot of fun, lots of energy. He's very resolute about his convictions. The things he feels he's got figured out, he feels very strongly about. And his perspectives are pretty fringe. I mean, they're pretty some pretty wild ideas. It'll be fun because, like you said, we haven't heard from him for a while. So we're going to be learning things now. No doubt. And I worked with him recently. I wrote a story for Halloween on this other book that he had coming out that came out about Tesla and Edison and one of their last projects, which was a ghost telephone, essentially. Really interesting book. That was a really interesting topic. So
wait. Ghost telephone. So I can call my brother who's on the other side.
No, they failed.
Oh, well.
So
I can't call my brother. Maybe I don't want to call my brother.
Unfortunately, you can't. Tesla, of course, had more wild ideas, and he thought this was possible. And he and Marconi, the guys who invented radio, felt that they were receiving signals possibly from Mars. They thought maybe they were getting alien signals, or possibly these things were ghosts. Edison thought this was completely ridiculous, and then he got an assistant who was a medium, which was a big deal during that period of time in the 20s, you know, mediumship and all of this was a big craze. And he believed his assistant really had this ability to talk to ghosts. So he thought, wow, if this is real, maybe we can somehow detect spirits and things like that. He came across, more of a scientific, there must be some sort of matter or some sort of material they're made out of that I'll be able to register on a piece of equipment. And so he set forth to create such a piece of equipment. He did create something. He did feel that maybe it worked, but he passed before he really made much progress on that, if there's even any progress that can be made on such a device. Yeah, really interesting story, a great book.
We're going to have more with Alejandro and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
See, Alejandro has this other voice that comes out under certain circumstances. By the way, we are going to soon be upgrading our forums, the Paracast forums, with a new version of the software. And if you want to see what it's like, if you go to our Rockoids.com forums, forum.rockoids.com, that's a sci-fi forum, you get an idea what it looks like. We're just waiting for some further updates before we can do it. But it will give us an advantage, not just a new look and faster performance, but we may there be able to accept more methods of payment for Paracast Plus. Right now it's just PayPal, although you could use a credit card with PayPal and not have to be a PayPal member. But there is an option out there to use a wire transfer from your checking account to ours, and we have to see if that will take recurring payments, you know, monthly payments and such. So we're looking into that, maybe even Bitcoin, and that's a lot of the new options. Speaking of the Paracast Plus, we've had some great episodes of our After the Paracast podcast, an exclusive feature of the Paracast Plus. We also give you a version of the show free of the network ads, better quality audio. Get lots of stuff. Plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. We have Alejandro Rojas of OpenMinds.tv. Of course, he's one of the guiding lights behind the International UFO Conference, scheduled from February 14th to 18th.
That is correct.
And we're looking at different guests. Some, of course, you know, controversial, like Stephen Bassett and Linda Moulton Howe.
Donald Schmidt.
And you see, he doesn't even talk about Roswell there. His lecture's on, did J. Allen Hynek know the truth about UFOs? And the question I have, Alejandro, is when you invited Schmidt to come on, did you say no Roswell?
No, not at all, in fact. You know, we try not to censor much. Sometimes people say, well, here's a host of topics I have that I think are pretty interesting. In this case, And I think we know why. He decided to move away from Roswell a bit, even though he has a book out, a new book on the children of Roswell and essentially what they have to say. This is a topic I often talk to him about Hynek because I'm a big fan of Dr. J. Allen Hynek's, and he worked for Hynek. In fact, it's an interesting story how he came across Roswell. He was working for KUFOS, the organization that Hynek had started after he worked with the Air Force investigating UFOs. And Hynek essentially had assigned him and others to Roswell. So they went out to Roswell when this thing all came about, and Stanton Friedman was saying, hey, you know, there could have been a UFO crash out here. And he thought it was all ridiculous. He thought, we're going to be able to solve this and see this is just ridiculous in a weekend. And here he is decades later, still looking into it.
Yeah. Yeah, the tar baby.
So, yeah, right. And, so, yeah, I think it's a great – I know he's been wanting to talk. We've been talking about this. He's been wanting to talk to about the Hynek and Hynek's research for quite some time. So I think this ought to be interesting.
You know what else I'm noticing looking at your speakers list, Alejandro, and I know Karen has been involved in also
yes.
Selecting guests and stuff, and I'm noticing half the presenters are women. Mm-hmm. I mean, congratulations and good for you guys. Half the presentations and presenters are women, and I think that's an important step forward to kind of break up the good old boys club sort of vibe that's been going on in the field for far too long. I think women have as much, if not more, in some cases. Joe Costa's work, very admirable. Linda's work, of course, to a certain point, is very admirable. And I think it's important for conferences to, you know, use this as an inspiration to invite more women. Far too long, I think men have dominated this field, and it's you know, kudos goes out to you guys, and congratulations. Before we get too far along, what is the actual status of the Congress? I've been hearing rumors over the past few months that John Rayo and Angela aren't as involved as much as they have been in the past, and that you and Karen are pretty much Barrett have pretty much taken this thing over. Is this true?
Yeah, that is true. Again, you know, I'm essentially an employee, you know, but I do a lot of the coordination. But yeah, Karen purchased it, so Karen owns it. So the new company, and you'll see this all over the place, is Out of This World Media and Events, which is what Karen created. And so she owns it. John no longer owns it. Angela Rayo, John Rayo's daughter, then is not involved. She was, you know, looking out for the interests of her father and works for her father. So,
right. Well, she was kind of the managing director for the last probably seven or 8 years, I would imagine.
Yeah, so she has kind of had that, you know, kind of a fiscal oversight and stuff, handling registration and stuff for the conference. So, yeah, so now it is, now they're still involved. Open Minds, John still owns Open Minds, which I work for, and now Karen owns the Congress, which I also work for, and we still have a partnership in that. Open Minds is still a major sponsor. In fact, we were at the office just yesterday talking with John and you know, working on some stuff, but so there's still a very tight relationship.
Right.
But yeah.
But he's off the hot seat now with his board of directors and
yeah, so he's off that hot seat as far as the finances and
right.
But he's still, you wouldn't know it. It was more like he is just wanting to retire, and although we handle most everything, he feels very responsible when it comes to the conference. So it's kind of a burden on his shoulders. Right. So he's trying to kind of unload so he can more and more truly retire, and that's what this was about.
Well, the baby's old enough to get out of the house, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, you know, a lot of discovery for us. People who have been coming to the conference for a little while have seen, you know, we're maybe a couple weeks behind from last year on some notifications and stuff like that, but not much, just because we had this corporation to set up, which Karen has spearheaded, and it's been a lot of work. But otherwise, things are going very smoothly. And you noticed one of the changes. I mean, I very much seek to have as many women represented as possible. However, I have a certain perspective when it comes to this field, which is, you know, I think very similar to you all. And so when it comes to kind of the nuts and bolts side of things, it gets a little more difficult to find speakers, female speakers along those lines. There are some. There's some great ones. Cheryl Costa. Debbie Ziegelmeyer isn't speaking this year, but I think she's great. But there's a number of others. And yeah. So it was really helpful for Karen to come in and be able to not only be able to bring that side of things, but then also she's got the final call, so I can't trump her and say, no way, that's too crazy. But it brings a good yin and yang, which is always very, very important. One thing, you know, and especially in these days when it comes to gender and race issues, and I learned this a long time ago. I was really involved, especially with race issues in college and younger, is that you just cannot sympathize completely. You cannot understand the perspective of someone else and someone else and different shoes. You really need that representation. You need someone you trust who is from that environment to bring that perspective and to really represent that side of things. And now that we have Karen as the top role, you know, we've got someone here who can bring that feminine energy and really represent that. And I know we all like to feel that. Well, I think great of women and other races, so I think I can be balanced, but it's just not possible. We haven't lived those same experiences. You need that input from these different groups of people. And I think this conference is an example. Karen's input, you know, you can see a definite influence there, and a very positive one, I think.
Now, I'm looking at another thing which is positive, and it may be a minor thing. The site has been redesigned. It's much more readable than it used to be. It used to be dark gray backgrounds with black type, and a lot of times old people like me couldn't see anything. And now
it is.
I kept complaining to you, too, but I don't think it's because you listened to me. But we'll go into that in our next segment. Alejandro Rojas, Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
There's stores I like to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
A little bit later, as we progress past the International UFO Congress, we are going to talk about the world of the paranormal in 2017, since we're running out of episodes for this year. We've got like two more after this. And next week we'll have Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Alejandro, so I was saying your site looks better, much more readable now. And I really appreciate that. I'm sure it's not because of anything I said.
It was 100% had to do with what you said. Because, you know, I'm also an Apple person. And I know you are too. So most people did not see those issues that you had told me about. And it was frustrating for me, too. And so the reason it didn't get done quickly is because it took me a very long time to troubleshoot the issue, to figure out what the heck was causing this problem. And funny enough, it was a WordPress setting that is supposed to optimize the Retina experience. So it's supposed to optimize the Apple experience. And I turned that off in my troubleshooting, and it solved the issue. I didn't even figure that would happen. I was just going to observe the difference in my troubleshooting steps, and that was it. So funny enough, that resolved the issue, thank goodness. But I wouldn't have tried so hard if you wouldn't have been pushing me, and especially when you kept reminding me. That reminded me I got to go back and keep troubleshooting this issue till I figure it out, and finally we did figure it out.
Well, I'm glad you did. I'm glad it was that. Of course, WordPress is like the most used platform for internet sites. So it kind of explains why you were using that. But I'm glad you see that sometimes what are called optimizations don't work. What he's talking about Retina displays is that almost every Apple product out there right now, their Macs, are all using Retina or higher displays. Retina being that at normal viewing distance, the pixels are so small because there's so many of them, you cannot see the individual dots they make up. Everything is pristine and clear. And that's what Retina is all about. And a lot of times you have to optimize a site to look best in Retina, especially when you have a 5K display, which is much more than Retina. It's for movie making. And we won't want to get into that. Anyway, I'm glad to see all the interesting speakers. Obviously, there are a few there I might disagree with, but I think it's a really good selection. You're not trying to convince people of secret space programs.
Yeah, there is a honestly, and I, I surprisingly haven't been given any gruff for this, but, and I could understand if people were, because I was vocal about my concern for the, you know, MUFON symposium and how they took this angle. But we do have someone who's going to be talking somewhat about that. But at least this person is credible and is not someone who's making some bombastic claims that cannot be backed up, nor, unfortunately, I feel some of those people in this arena are just complete charlatans making stuff up to make money. But this gentleman is T.L. Keller, really interesting guy. He's been an engineer working in the space programs his entire life. Now, I don't put as much weight into these quotes as others do, but he's one of the guys who, you guys will remember his name, and it's eluding me right now, but had been there when Lockheed Skunk Works engineer had said, like, we could take ET back home.
Yeah, Jan Harzen.
Yeah, Jan was there because T.L. and Jan are really good friends, and they have been for years. But it was the Lockheed guy who had said these things.
Ben Rich.
Ben Rich, exactly. So T.L. was with Jan when all that happened. But T.L. is the guy who brought Jan, because T.L. is the guy who worked for Jet Propulsion Laboratories and all of these places. But he's going to explore this idea of if that would even be possible, and these large craft that people are seeing go over these sightings of these large cigar-shaped spacecraft, and then speculate as to what they might be, from someone who is very knowledgeable about technology. So I think that that's going to be really interesting. So T.L., yeah, I'm excited to have him. We've been trying to get for a while. He wrote this book, The Total Novice's Guide to UFOs. Then he moved to Australia for a few years, but he's been back a little bit here. So, yeah, we're excited to have T.L. That's the only one that touches on that topic a bit, and not that we mind if people touch on that, but we don't have the same, for lack of a better term, goofballs that they had.
Can we quote you? Do you want to mention any names?
I will not mention names. I don't think
we want to get you into trouble here. Drop one name. One name. Come on now.
Drop one name. Let me think of a name. I'll drop a name, but it's not so much calling this person out. Well, a little bit, but Gary McKinnon. I wrote a story on Gary McKinnon that was about what Gary McKinnon really saw, and it was a very controversial story. It's referenced quite a bit still because no one's put together what he said happened, you know, using his words in his interviews. And instead, people create these grand conspiracies and ideas about these little bits of piece of information that they have, which is unfair. It's not as big of a story as people say. I mean, the part of him going to prison and then, you know, they wanted to extradite him and that whole battle that even Obama got involved with, that was a big deal. That's a cool story. I mean, Hillary and Obama both had to speak on this topic, but not about the UFO part. The UFO part, he admits he was drunk and stoned when he was doing this stuff. He didn't save anything, didn't screenshot anything. So we're hearing what he thinks he might have seen when he was drunk and stoned. The veracity behind these claims that aren't that exciting in the first place aren't very strong. I think that's an example. That's maybe I was far, but that's as far as I'll go. I did speak to Andrew Basiago at MUFON, and surprisingly, he obviously was aware of my perspective, but he was willing to speak with me. He said he agrees that he doesn't have any proof, but him and Dr. Michael Sala are going to get proof. And I told him, well, I'll pay attention at that point. But up until now, and luckily he was very nice about me being blunt, but that says one of two things. It says that either it is a very orchestrated, you know, a gag, that just BS that he's pulling, and he wants to hear from the other side so he can, you know, make himself sound better. Or he believes, he really, really believes what he's saying. I'm not sure which it is. I really don't buy any of it. I don't believe Obama was on the moon. I don't think he grew up in some special top secret program with Obama so he could go to Mars and they can fight dinosaurs and all this other stuff that he says. He's an interesting fellow, that's for sure.
Yeah, Bisaggio, I think is how he pronounces his name.
Why give him the courtesy? What's that?
I was corrected by him how he pronounces his name, so I figured I'd throw that out there.
Bisaggio.
It rhymes with Chicago. It's Bisaggio. We're right in the midst of working on an article that's a critical examination of the so-called secret space program, what evidence we have to support that contention, and how all the people that have come out over the years, and there have been quite a number of them, not just recent folks like William Tompkins and Corey Good and these others, but you know, you go back into the 70s and 80s, and there's a history of talk about this particular subject, and so I'm doing a fairly, well, it's going to be a short article. It's not going to go too in depth because, quite frankly, I'm not that interested in the subject. I think it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, but it's interesting to see how this whole subject has evolved and how each new player that comes along piggybacks their information and fills in more and more gaps in the narrative that's been established. And that, to me, smacks of grandstanding. And
well, here's the other problem with that whole end of things also, and it leads me to believe, and you know, I'm really into this Richard Doty, this story, this whole, I've done a lot of work on that, and I still work on it. In fact, if we have time, we might, I got to talk to Harrison Schmidt a bit about this, so we should talk about that. I think you guys will find it interesting. But the whole point is that it serves for people not to look into the real secret space programs, because there are, we do know that they've got this little shuttle, this unmanned vehicle that the Air Force has been flying around. It's been up for like a year doing stuff, but we don't know what's in the payload. That is interesting.
We have a secret space program, but it doesn't have fleets of huge motherships, and we don't have bases on the moon and Mars that I can.
So the extent of the real secret space program, like, you know, this projects from the Air Force and what they're up to, I think that's fascinating.
So let's look at the real secret space program instead of the one that's in fantasy land. With Alejandro, Gene, and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.